Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
I've entered the most famous place in the planet. I tell you what, I was on a cruise ship once and they do this food, glorious food thing at midnight, you know, the midnight buffet.
Now you're starting to scare me.
And well, Michael, you would have loved it. I was like a kid in a lolly shop. You walk out and the whole pool deck is just covered with cakes.
You know I love a buffet.
I know. And today, Thomas Schnitzel's joining us.
It's not Schnitzel. See, just as soon as you say smorgasbord and buffet, you're talking Schnitzel.
He's the master chocolatier of Lindt.
Welcome to the show, Thomas.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we?
Very good. Now, it's Thomas Schnitzler, isn't it?
Look well at me. Done.
There you go. He's
Thank you. Now, you're the master chocolatier for Lindt. Is that right?
I am indeed. There's a few of us, but sort of Australia and New Zealand is my part of the world.
Now, how do you get a job like that?
Oh, look, it's sort of very easy to fall in love with chocolate, though. So I did that very early on in my life and actually started a sort of an apprenticeship in Switzerland, where I'm from, at 15. So I've been cooking for 20 years now, which is a bit scary.
And when you were a kid, did you just love chocolate?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So in Switzerland, it's a little bit different as well, because virtually every little town has got their very own sort of chocolate shop. So they have this, at Easter time, this big window full of eggs and bunnies and things, and as a little kid looking at these mountains of chocolate, it was just awe-inspiring.
Is dark chocolate your favourite?
I split between milk and dark a little bit. It sort of depends which mood I'm in. So dark chocolate, yes, definitely. When I'm just sort of like savouring a piece of chocolate, I really love those sort of dark chocolates. But a square of milk chocolate, especially when there's hazelnuts in there, it just takes me straight back to when I was a kid.
Michael's about to sing Edelweiss, don't worry.
I'm starting dribbling. So how do you tell a good chocolate from bad chocolate?
Look, the easiest way is put it into your mouth and actually taste it. So you can always sort of tell a bit by the sort of cocoa content. So, of course, the more and the better quality ingredients that actually go into a chocolate, the better the result as well. But even just when you're actually opening a chocolate, you can tell a lot by it. But just when it has this really nice and natural sheen and gloss to it, that's usually a really good indication. And then when you break a square off, you have that really nice and loud snap.
Yeah.
But really, it's just the key, especially when you're eating chocolate, is to actually take your time. So many times you see people, they take a piece of chocolate, they put it in their mouth and chew twice and it's gone. So savor it.
I don't know those people, Thomas. In fact, my next question would be, how do you store chocolate?
Michael doesn't store it at all.
Exactly.
I love the Lindt chocolate place. I love going there in Martin Place in Sydney.
I've never been there.
Oh, Michael, it is an experience. I love watching just everybody walk in. They are so excited, and they sit in. It is unbelievable.
Do they make chocolate there as well?
Yeah, but it's an experience, isn't it, Thomas?
Absolutely. Look, we sort of have 8 cafes like this actually in Australia at the moment, and it's really just sort of the go-to place for the best hot chocolate around, and we actually make our own sort of patisserie, so there's cakes and even ice creams and all sorts of beautiful things out of chocolate.
Wow.
But to come back to storing chocolate as well, it's actually a very good question, because a lot of people do tend to keep the chocolate in the fridge. And you know, it's not up to me to sort of tell people not to do it, but it's not the best way of storing chocolate, because it can sort of take, especially if you have an open block of chocolate, it can take on the odors that sort of float around in your fridge as well. So we actually keep it, the perfect temperature for chocolate is 16 degrees Celsius. For a warm climate country, that's really, really good.
I love chocolate, so there you go. You've got me sold. Well, Thomas, thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Hey, Thomas, thank you very much. And just Ben, what's Thomas's surname?
Schnitzler. There you go.
He got it.
There you go, Thomas, master chocolatier for Lindt Chocolate, joining us on the show today. And for more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.